The first drug to treat an aggressive form of multiple sclerosis has hit the market. And as Health News Florida's Stephanie Colombini reports, patients and doctors in the Tampa Bay area participated in the clinical trials. She talked with Dr. Janice Maldonado with the University of South Florida's Multiple Sclerosis Center about the drug being sold as Ocrevus.
Multiple sclerosis has two different presentations in which this drug was tested. The relapsing form of MS is the form in which patients will have events that take away neurologic function, meaning transient times where they lose function in a limb or, you know, in their vision. And in the other form of MS, which is less common, it occurs in 10 to 15% of the MS population, and that's the primary progressive form of MS. And primary progressive MS is a patient in which will start to have a neurologic problem, and it does not get better ever, and it accumulates over time. It progresses.
What were these patients going through on a daily basis before they, you know, started taking this drug? What's life like for people suffering with this disease?
We almost have to separate them out because multiple sclerosis of the relapsing type has had many treatments available that have shown some degree of effect. There have been options for them since the mid-90s. There had not been any drugs that had proven any effect or any impact in the disease in the primary progressive MS patients. And so that's the revolutionary portion of, you know, having this drug now. Now we can offer a treatment that is going to have some impact on their disease. It's going to delay that progression that they've been living with.
So how does Ocrevus work?
This drug is an IV infusion. You receive one infusion, and then 6 months later is the next treatment. So it's a wide gap of time where, you know, you really don't have to take something on a daily basis or anything like that.
What kind of results did you see in patients?
Things that we're going to monitor in these patients are the formation of new lesions in the brain. And there was evidence that lesions form less often. There was less activity seen on MRI of the brain.
So you talk about MRIs and lesions on the brain, things you would notice. But in terms of everyday function, did you have patients saying, you know, I feel better than I did before?
So patients in the relapsing type of MS did manifest feeling better in terms of their quality of life. And if you think of it, if you have the comfort of knowing less lesions that are active or forming your brain, that also gives you some security. So we could see it in patients.
Now, how much does it cost? Is it something that's accessible to everyday patients? Does insurance cover it?
Insurances typically cover drugs, standard treatments of MS. This drug is going to be marketed at a price that is equivalent to the drugs that are now available. It is like $65,000 a year. That's the price tag that was quoted.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you say that's actually normal for MS drugs.
True. Yeah. Injectable medications and oral medications range from $5,000 to $8,000 a month.
Wow. That's got to be incredibly tough on patients.
As advocate for patients, you know, cost has always been a very difficult topic because we want to make this available to all patients. And that is a struggle. And I have to say that pharmaceutical companies have offered patient assistance programs. So I am sure that Ocrevus will have that capability as well.
Dr. Janice Maldonado, Assistant Professor of Neurology at the Multiple Sclerosis Center of the University of South Florida. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you can get more stories from Health News Florida at our website, wusf.org.